Secretary Clinton.
Well, this Biden character just keeps giving more and more for us to enjoy. Boy, the act is getting better each day. The press conference he held was some of the provided some of the greatest wake-up pills many have needed for a long time. Imagine, after watching this today, how your liberal Democrat friends must feel, or the anti-Trump people. We will look into this and some exposure on the election theft, censorship of those showing the truth about COVID, and some JFK Jr. information you might enjoy. I mean, it's a little conspiracy stuff near the end. You might want to stick around. It gets pretty interesting today. Here we go.
So although I wish I were here with better news, the fact is that you and I are sitting here today because this will be your last week of employment. This is not an assessment of your productivity. You gotta try not to take this personally.
Well, I just had a bad night.
The joke memes just keep coming out. Of course, Clooney is used in this one from a movie. And we know it's all pasted together just to make it look like, Biden just saying he's just had a bad night. That was it. You know, he's fine. Everything's working out great. Except when he has a press conference.
What concerns do you have about Vice President Harris's ability to beat Donald Trump if she were at the top of the ticket?
Look, I wouldn't have picked Vice President Trump to be vice president, but I think she was not qualified to be president. So let's start there.
Oh, guys, it's great to have a laugh going into the weekend, right? It's Friday, you're heading out, and you're like, man, I just need something to just get my pep in my step moving forward. And even better than watching him or listening to him talk about Vice President Trump would be watching these characters in the front row as they just continue to feel the humiliation. Watch their reaction if you're able to watch this and you're not listening in from, these guys just hanging out, trying to do all they can to survive.
I wouldn't have picked Vice President Trump to be vice president, but I think she was not qualified to be president. So let's start there.
Ooh.
Number one. The fact is that the consideration.
Oh, the look on their face. You know, do they know what's going on? Do they realize this guy's wearing a mask? Do they realize they're being humiliated day in and day out? Maybe so. Maybe they are all traitors and they're just being exposed for all to see. Who knows? You know, the guys that follow the intel board might hold to that. Imagine those that don't, you know, the huge percentage that just live day to day. They don't know what's going on. And man, they're just, they're realizing, man, this guy is losing his ever-loving mind. We're going to get some more of that. I wanted to show you, but, talking about losing your mind or having improper health, I wouldn't be able to go any further unless we shared ltpetclub247.com. Folks, they're in the description box below. They continue to be a huge support for so many that are experiencing all kinds of issues on their life. They've got these new gummies out there. You're going to see this Enforce gummy infused with immune-supporting Coriolis versicolor mushroom. Perfect for the whole family. These gummies are safe for the kids and the healthiest choice on the market, free from corn syrup and artificial dyes and GMOs. They're proud to offer a product that is not only vegan and kosher, but also made in the USA, adhering to the highest standards of quality. Nico got Enforce Plus, said, I bought a bottle of this, and it's lasted me an entire month. It says on the bottle to take two a day. I had a stroke a year ago, and after that, my heart went crazy on me. I was 44 when I had my stroke. I found out I had central sleep apnea, where my brain no longer tells my lungs to breathe when I sleep. Since I've been taking the Enforce Plus, my blood pressure isn't all over the place. I feel better all over. I'm getting my feeling back on my left side. Wow. I'm buying a 3-month supply, he said. And Anna said, hey, I ordered my first new bottle of Enforce after hearing the first interview. We got some mush puppies for our senior dog. We've seen such an improvement in him. He went from severely arthritic back, hips, and legs and not being able to walk hardly at all to walking, albeit slowly, and even playing more in the yard. I've seen increases in my immune system as well. Folks, you just don't want to miss out on it. They got it for your dogs, your cats, your horse, and for humans. Again, you can go to ltpetclub247.com. Get your supply today. It's in the description box below this video. You have to check it out. And so back to those that are suffering, Noor, in a good act would be Biden.
Concludes.
Respectfully, earlier you misspoke in your opening answer. You referred to Vice President Harris as Vice President Trump. Right now, Donald Trump is using that to mock your age and your memory. How do you combat that criticism from tonight?
Listen to him.
This concludes tonight's press conference. Thank you, everybody. Thanks, everyone.
Oh, my goodness. Did you guys catch that? I'm sure you guys, most of you have already seen all these clips, and you're like, okay, we've seen this. Other people have shared. But I tell you what, for him to say, hey, you're being mocked for your you're losing your mind there, buddy. You just said Vice President Trump. They're going to make fun of you. What is he saying? Listen to President Trump. Oh, let's see. Go a step further. Oh, this is another good one, just in case you guys missed it. A lot of you, maybe you didn't catch all this, but here he is with Zelensky, and he's giving a little welcome speech to him, and he's about to introduce him, and check out exactly what Biden, or this actor, calls him.
And now I want to hand it over to the president of Ukraine, who has as much courage as he has determination. Ladies and gentlemen, President Putin. You can beat President Putin.
Do you see the reaction from this actor, Zelensky, this puppet, this guy who's taking all the money that they're sending him and buying these lush houses and $5 million cars and so much more? Oh, wait a minute. I'm not Putin. I'm Zelensky. It just keeps getting, what do we say, it keeps getting gooder and gooder. Then Buko Capital bloke put out this picture of Vladimir Putin, which is Zelensky in the picture, and Donald Trump, which is Kamala Harris, ratify a historic peace accord. Elon Musk just starts laughing to all that. Mike Solana said, oh, please, Vice President Trump, why is this still happening? Please make it stop. Nathan Lerner, Lemur says, don't stop. The content is phenomenal. Elon Musk says the most entertaining outcome is the most likely. Let's get some more entertainment, shall we?
You earlier explained confidence in your vice president.
Yes.
If your team came back and showed you data that she would fare better against former President Donald Trump, would you reconsider your decision to stay in the race?
No, unless they came back and said, there's no way you can win. Me. No one's saying that.
This ends tonight's press conference. Thanks, everybody.
And the whispers continue, and they play out for all to see. And I saw this, speaking of whispering, from Dan Scavino Jr. with the 4-second big boy push. Here you go.
No one's saying that. No poll says that.
And, of course, we have this from, let's see, who's posting this? It was really good. Ultra MAGA Dean Erickson, 17. President Trump came in hot on Truth Social. Now Scavino's coming in hot on X. Dan Scavino posts a 4-second video of Joe Biden with a weary-looking Big Bob, also known as Big Bob's Big Boy Restaurant. I remember that restaurant. I haven't seen one in a while. It has a timestamp of 9:38 p.m., 21:38 military time. Well, what does that timestamp happen to say for all of us to see? Very interesting. Some of us come here to drop crumbs, just crumbs. POTUS is 100% insulated. Any discussion suggesting he's even a target is false. That would be President Trump, I believe. POTUS will be addressing the nation on any of these issues as people begin to be indicted and must remain neutral for pure optical reasons. To suggest this is the plan is false and should be common sense. Focus on the military intelligence, state secrets, and why that might be used as any three-letter agency. So why is the POTUS surrounded by generals? Again, there are a lot more good people than bad, so have faith. This was a hostile takeover from an evil, corrupt network of players, not just Democrats. Remember, don't fool yourself into thinking Obama, Soros, Roths, and the Clintons, etc., have more power present day than the President of the United States, which would be President Trump. Operation Mockingbird. Patriots are in control. Sit back and enjoy the show. And are we ever? Are you guys enjoying the show? Man, it's just so good. Let's see, what else did he do? Oh, 50 seconds apart. Here we go.
Is Putin ready to talk? I'm not ready to talk to Putin.
Is Putin ready to talk? Well, I'm not ready to talk to Putin. 50 seconds later. I'm
prepared to talk to any leader who wants to talk, including if Putin called me and wanted to talk.
Oh, now I'm ready to talk to Putin. 50 seconds ago, he wasn't ready to talk to Putin. And of course, nothing would be greater than to hear from Shipwreck. The thoughts on the press conference with Joe Biden, it went bad, but not bad enough. Check this out.
My thoughts on tonight's presser is that it went bad, but it didn't go bad enough to remove him. Tonight was make or break. And it was very similar to a lot of the press conferences that he's given over time. A lot of the flubs. He flubbed a lot.
So we saw those. I'm going to fast forward. She plays the same ones that we just heard. We'll go through those and hear Shipwreck's thoughts even further. I think it's good.
It's full of gaffes like that. It just was. But it did not go nearly as badly as I anticipated it going, given what happened at the debate and then what happened with his interview with Stephanopoulos. He also has an interview with somebody else, and I think it's on ABC or CBS, and that's coming up Monday, and that's a highly anticipated interview. No doubt they're going to ask him a bunch of questions from tonight's presser. Point Joe Biden got really angry and started shouting about not controlling girls but controlling guns, but nobody was talking about gun control. And he started shouting, and then multiple times during it, he started to whisper, and he got it really close like this, and he's whispering at you. He stated that nobody is calling for him to step down, which is obviously not true, but it didn't go bad enough to justify replacing him after all of the work that they have put in. I think the Democrats are stuck with him, and I said this in my live. I think that we have built up this huge narrative that he's going to be replaced, and we've all like made content around it, and we've all speculated around it, and we've done it so much so that we're kind of to a point where they almost have to kind of just let him ride it out. And wouldn't that happen? And Trump just won, and that was it. There's no drama. There's no false flag. Somebody else had stated they'll wait until a day or two before the election, and then something will happen, and they'll declare war. I need to be very clear. In order for them to cancel an election because of war, war has to be here on American soil, and that war has to be approved by Congress, that declaration of war. And I highly doubt that the Congress is going to approve it because the Republicans own the House, primarily the Freedom Caucus. They've already stated as much that they would not approve that. It had so much drama around this whole thing that wouldn't it just happened, and it was just over. It didn't go well enough for him to win, but it didn't go bad enough for them to replace him.
Oh, yeah. Keep it going. Keep on moving forward with all these gaffes. And then maybe, just maybe, we'll see a huge wake-up call across the nation. You know, just to kind of throw in there a little bit more for us, check out what he said here. True Stormy Joe caught this.
This war that he is supposedly have won, and by the way, I think, don't hold me the exact number, but I think that Russia had 17.3% of Ukraine that they've conquered. Now it's 17.4%. I mean, in terms of percentage of territory, they've not been very successful.
So all those 17s just keep popping up. Oh, yeah. Do you think it's by coincidence that they continue to show us these 17s? Well, Grasshopper happened to catch something Dan Scavino dropped. Since Biden took office, airfares plus 32%. Wow, 32. What a great number to throw at us, because that 32 can go in many different directions. With that comms from the Intel board, it cannot go slow. The initial wave will be fast and meaningful. That's what I put in the thumbnail for this video. You'll see the tide turn. The mainstream media can't hide. They cannot. They're trying, but it's not going to work. So, folks, if anything might be really cool that might be playing out, in my opinion, would be the media really not understanding what's going on. That the actor keeps doing what he's doing, and they're just flustered in the back rooms. They're trying to figure out how to cover this guy, and then they're trying to figure out how to ensure that they can do all they can to, you know, get the people to say, look, we got to get rid of this guy, Biden, but maybe it's not working, and the frustration's just happening for all of them all the way around, even in the Democrat Party. Who knows? Could be. But, you know, the 7:43 timestamp, If you reverse that 734 to 743, you'll catch the inner circle end as near age of tech has hurt their ability to control. And then 1943, of course, the timestamp, something incredible is about to happen. Fight for your freedom. Man, I just love these comms, don't you? And then, of course, Representative Anna Paulina Luna said in the event Biden drops, the House will have to confirm acting VP for Kamala Harris. It's not looking good for her. Joe is definitely getting played by Obama, and Kamala is angling. Commonly known, there's tension with Jill and Kamala. Drama's coming out of the White House per chatter in D.C. Not only that, Nancy Pelosi makes a shock move against Biden as Democratic insiders reveal she is very concerned about his chances of beating Trump. You don't say. What other things did he do?
I'm following the advice of my commander-in-chief, the chief of staff of the military, as well as the secretary of defense and our intelligence people.
Oh, he's talking to the commander-in-chief. That means he's talking to himself, right? If he's supposed to be the commander-in-chief. Oh, boy. Do you think this is working out well on the election side? Well, let me just play this clip here. The Daily Show asked a random group of black New Yorkers if they'd vote Trump. Don't think it went as planned.
Okay, so who will you be voting for in 2024? Daryl.
Do I have to say his name? I don't want to, but more than likely it's going to be Trump.
Yeah, okay. Unbelievable. Then, unbelievable.
Who are you going to be voting for?
Biden.
And then Victor?
I'm with her.
Oh, Biden, okay.
Trump.
Eric Trump?
Biden. Mm-hmm.
Biden?
Trump.
Okay, we're an even split, which... I didn't see that coming. So do you think there's going to be a big shift, any sort of change?
I think it's going to be a big shift.
Me too.
Big shift?
Yes.
Big really? Shift. Okay.
For me, I've always been a Democrat. And it's like, for the most part with the Democratic Party, they always make a bunch of promises that they can't deliver.
You know, they use the issues of the African-American community as a soapbox to stand on and make promises, you know, just to get us to come out and vote. And then once we vote and everyone's in place, it's like, well, what happened?
Okay, so who will...
How about that? Don't you just love seeing clips like this playing in all of the living rooms? People are starting to wake up and realize, man, things just aren't working the way that I thought they should. And we've got this crazy guy that's represented us, the one that stole the election, the one they allowed to steal the election, probably so he could play out like this, because I don't believe that's the real Biden. So, yeah, they're out there. They're playing their role. And, man, these folks are just causing many great talking points for others, like the Tucker Carlson show. He happened to have Catherine Herridge on, and they talk about old Biden and some of the issues with the media.
I knew you would. I knew you would. Okay, so I just have to ask you, because I was in television a long time also, but you were in the news side of television preparing interviews and packages and every day for decades. And given your extensive knowledge of that, I'm just a little bit confused by how the media, people in our business, former business, could look at the last debate with Biden and Trump and say, I just can't believe that there's something wrong with him, that he's neurologically compromised or ill or senile or whatever, that he's not operating the way that he used to. How could this be news to people who've interviewed him before?
Well, I think this is a real opportunity to gather more data and to take an investigative lens and look at this issue of President Biden and his decision to seek re-election. We've got some data points already. We have the debate that you've just referenced, that people were so surprised at his demeanor. And we now have this ABC interview and the full transcript. I think it's a moment where other media organizations who've done interviews with the president over the last couple of years could release the full transcripts from those interviews. I think it makes sense, because we'd have broader data points to assess, was this a one-off, as the White House says, or were there indications of decline earlier on? Were they obvious and apparent, or were they subtle and missed? And if they were obvious, why was it that they seemed to end up on the cutting room floor?
Oh, yeah, that's way more information than other people would need. Catherine Herridge, obviously doing a great job. Great to see her with Tucker. Another show that seems to, it's never made many laugh, all of a sudden starting to sound funny because they've been given the green light to make fun of Biden. So I thought I'd play this clip for all of us to enjoy. Again, going into the weekend with some laughter.
You know, perhaps this chart could, if I may. Sorry, the pen caps are made of Kevlar. Very difficult to. Perhaps this chart will illustrate and illuminate the point more clearly. For instance, in 2022, when we saw Biden give a shout out to Representative Jackie.
Representative Jackie, are you here? Where's Jackie? I didn't think she was going to be here.
Unfortunately, Jackie was dead. It's something that the president seemed to have known 6 weeks earlier when he released a condolence statement about her death. So,
So for those listening in, he's putting a mark on, on a graphic with time.
And then there was the recounting of a recent conversation that the president had had with his counterpart, the president of France.
And Mitterrand from Germany, I mean, from France, looked at me and said, you know, how long are you back for?
Unfortunately, Mitterrand is also dead. For longer even than that first lady. So,
So he's asking, H-U-H, question mark, and down the timeline, the mark keeps going higher.
Teleprompter, things continue to, like the reading of the instructions people sometimes add to teleprompter scripts.
The percentage of women who registered to vote and cast a ballot is consistently higher than the percentage of the men who do so, end of quote. Repeat the line. At the Catholic school I went to, was a guy named Riley, last name. Four more years. Pause.
Four more years.
Then, of course, to be fair, State of the Union. Concern dropped a little bit at the State of the Union. He kind of nailed it. But then the debate happened, and we kind of, what the f***? What?
Whoever thought that we'd enjoy these freaks out there that do nothing but hurt us, especially him pushing the jabs and so much more, and yet we can go there and say, they've been given the permission, the real given the permission to attack Biden, go after him with all costs to seed the doubts in the minds of the people so they can replace him, right? Or maybe they'll keep trying and he just doesn't get replaced and there's no drama and we go right into the election. We'll see. But, you know, the mainstream media, they're going to play cover up no matter what. As Kamala talks, look what Fox does.
For civil rights and for the rights of all people to speak.
So, John, our plan was to monitor her remarks there. In Greensboro, as we were dipping in, it looked like there was some activity that led to a couple people being escorted out of the gymnasium. So we're watching because obviously we had a Democrat on last hour who said this is their person. Marie Harsh said she believes it's time for Joe Biden to go. And when I pressed her on who should step in, she said Kamala Harris.
It's interesting that for the past 3.5 years, people haven't paid much attention to Kamala Harris events, but now they are. That's telling.
Yeah. Haven't paid much attention to her crowd either. Let's see, maybe 200-300 people in there. Yeah, Biden Harris. There she is. And they had to cut her off. Don't want to hear her talk. It'll just make things so much worse for them. My goodness. Well, folks, we're at andweknow.com. We just want to make sure that you know you can go to that website, find everything out that you need to know about us, about what we're doing for you guys through this podcast, and so much more. We have Truth, Hope, Faith, and Freedom. You can find all of the videos there, all of our social media links to X, Facebook. We do have Facebook on the top right. You see that? Instagram, Telegram, and we've got our podcast links and more. And so when you go there, you'll find that we have the AUK merch button, the Join Our Fellows for Exclusive Advocacy Program. You can subscribe to our newsletter by putting your name and email in and hitting submit. We also have the Patriot Light or other news source, your daily news source for truth. Follow our podcast if you want to listen in. And don't forget that our partners are there. We've got the EMF Protection, Parker Pastures, Dr. Shockley, which you'll see an interview come out shortly on that, Hunter's Blend Coffee, and LTPetClub247.com. They're on our website, andmeknow.com. And if you want to send a picture in wearing gear, just click on that contact on the top right. It'll take you to this board, put your name and email in, send us a little message, and let us know why you are sending that to us. And so also you can find our merch at shop.amweknow.com. We've got our new shirt, AUK Waving Flag T-shirt, now available for pre-order. You can see that we've added a U.S. flag on the stick that the man's holding that represents our logo, and we know Romans 8:28. You can get your accessories, your sweatshirts and hoodies, hats, tees, and tanks. When you wear this, we're getting reports of many people who will walk up to you and say, hey, I watched that show also, and you've got a new friend. Here's more great pictures of patriots wearing our gear. Folks, just to let you know, next week does seem to be a week to remember. True Stormy Joe showing this Trump at the RNC, right? Just know if some events happen, they are for a reason, even if it delays Trump's VP. Maybe Carter checks out. Who knows? We control timing of all exits, they say. We've controlled every large event the past 8 years, in my opinion. Keep that in mind for whatever happens soon. Because remember, if you go to the board 5 years ago on July 14th, we were told a week to remember. So there's going to be a huge, huge week, I believe, next week. And looking forward to that. In the meantime, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, they're responsible for the worst child trafficking operation in U.S. history. Ultra MAGA Party put this together.
And then there's one other element I want to remind, because this is painful stuff that people don't want to talk about in Washington. She interviewed a lot of these children who related to her what happened to them on their journey when they're in the custody of the cartels. Yes, they were sexually assaulted. Yes, they were forced into labor that isn't appropriate for children under the age of 18. Yes, they're told that they have to pay off their debts when they get here, and they don't know what that means. Does that mean having sex? Does that mean doing some form of indentured servitude until they pay off their debts? It's the most inhumane way that any child could ever enter the country, and Joe Biden and Kamala Harris created that pathway.
Ms. Marcos, you testified a moment ago to Senator Butler that every child gets a Know Your Rights presentation. Is that correct?
Yes.
Is that before or after you release them to labor traffickers?
Senator, every child that comes into our care gets a Know Your Rights presentation.
Have you read that children are scrubbing dishes, they are operating heavy machinery, they are delivering meals, they are harvesting coffee, they are working construction, they are working as housekeepers, they are working overnight shifts at plants where they are not paid, they are not going to school, they are not cared for, they are not giving meals, almost all of it illegally. Are you aware of that? That's a yes or no?
Yes.
Do the Know Your Rights presentation help them in those situations?
Senator, ORR...
That's a yes or no, I think. Do you really think that you're helping these children by releasing them to labor traffickers and, yes, sex traffickers? 85,000 children whom you have no contact with, and your answer is, we gave them a presentation before we turned them over to these people who are exploiting them on a scale not seen in this country for 100 years, a century. Do you do home visits in all cases? You can actually see where these children are being released, whose care you're putting them in?
We do not do home visits in all cases. Senator, I'd really like the opportunity to talk about what we...
Let's look at what the secretary said to you. Mr. Becerra, that's the secretary, told the ORR director, that's you, right?
Extraordinary times call for extraordinary people.
Yes.
That if she could not increase the number of discharges, he would find someone who could. That if Henry Ford had run his plants like this, he would never have become famous and rich. This is not the way you do an assembly line. Get the kids out, run them through, get them out to those sponsors, those traffickers. Why didn't you resign when he said this? Do you think that this is morally acceptable? Do you think that this is acceptable to run ORR like an assembly line and to release these children to traffickers?
I assure you, we do not run ORR like an assembly line.
There's the assembly line. There we go. Plain for all to see, this immigration that continues to cause problems. Man, Senate Democrats blocked the SAVE Act, remember, which would have prevented illegal aliens from voting in U.S. federal elections. This bill would have required all voters to provide proof of citizenship in order to vote federal elections. Are Democrats trying to steal the 2024 U.S. presidential election? Other things that continue to play out. The state of Colorado, if you guys didn't know, state of Colorado started offering driver's licenses to undocumented immigrants in 2014. A new law just passed removing all barriers and all illegals can now obtain driver's licenses. The undocumented migrants no longer are required to file income tax return for the prior year. They also won't need to prove they've been living in Colorado for at least 2 years, nor provide a Social Security number or individual taxpayer ID number. Information tonight, right, on this news source about a new law that makes it easier for undocumented immigrants to get driver's license. So this is really helpful to the immigrant community. When immigrants arrive in the U.S. and they apply for asylum, immigration and custom enforcement takes their passport and ID. So it's very important for them to have some form of ID. Idaho's not having anything to do with this. They're issuing an executive order blocking non-citizens from voting. All of this revolved around elections. Which brings up my next point. United Sovereign Americans for Freedom. We've interviewed them a couple of times, folks from that area. And I just wanted to show you this video that they have placed for all of us to see as we get closer and closer to this particular election.
Voting is the most sacred right of all citizens of the United States. It is our only way to ensure that our government is of the people, by the people, and for the people. Our election process is guarded and controlled by multiple laws which demand that our election officials follow very specific processes to guarantee honest and valid results. United Sovereign Americans, a nonpartisan, 100% volunteer election validity organization, is dedicated to protecting our civil rights to honest and fair elections. Our team of expert data analysts is reviewing voter databases in over 20 states. Our detailed review of official voter records from the 2022 general election in just 11 states across the country collectively shows over 25 million likely illegal voter registrations. Over 6 million of these registrants cast apparently illegal votes. In addition, over 1 million more votes were counted than voters who voted. We have presented our findings to each state's Board of Elections and demanded their systems comply with the law. We have been ignored by every single one. They claim the problems are due to clerical errors. These are more than simple errors. They represent a level of carelessness and inaccuracy that violate multiple federal laws. These error rates were higher than the margin of victory for multiple races in every state we analyzed. There is no way to prove who actually won those elections. In California alone, 20 congressional races were affected, which could have impacted the balance of power in Congress. How can an election system that is filled with errors produce accurate results? It can't. Certification of these elections as defined by law, attesting to accuracy and compliance, appears to have been fraudulent and illegal. our election officials must be able to prove, through independent trusted parties, that the law was followed and the results are valid by adhering to a detailed process that ensures all eligible voters that want to vote are allowed to vote. Only eligible voters are allowed to vote. All properly submitted ballots are counted accurately, whether by mail or in person. No improperly submitted ballots are introduced into the system. And tabulations are accurate, compliant, and allowed to be audited. We have joined a lawsuit in Maryland and have filed another in Pennsylvania. We are preparing more lawsuits in other states. We believe these legal actions are the only way to ensure valid elections in 2024, that the voice of the people is heard, and the civil rights of every American are upheld. We need your support. If just 10,000 concerned Americans donate $50, we will be able to file cases in two more states. 100,000 donations will fund 20 states. Join the USA 100K Challenge and help fund those 20 lawsuits. Save our elections, our country, and our freedom. Donations of $100 or more will receive a free USA t-shirt while supplies last.
And so all of this information is there for you to take advantage of. We've had these interviews, and I put their link in the description box below. That's USA4freedom.com if you want to help them out in this this case. It's been amazing, and we know the importance of these elections and how they move forward. We bring the right people in. They can do the questioning. Probably Holly's one of these that's really good at this. And he continues to move forward in this area that comes to censorship of all the people. And I just enjoy watching how he takes these folks out.
Dr. Wolinitz, if I could start with you. You served as the chief of staff to Francis Collins for 4 years. Is that right?
That's correct, Senator.
From 2017 to 2021. Is that correct?
That's
so
correct.
Right through the heart of the pandemic.
Yes.
Why was your office so intent on shutting down any talk about this being involved with a lab? Why? I don't understand it. Why the hysteria?
So, Senator Hawley, I will say that my understanding of the situation is that no one at NIH, including Dr. Collins, Dr. Fauci, myself, ever suggested that there wasn't the possibility that a virus had escaped from a lab.
Oh, that's ridiculous. Let me just stop you right there. I cannot have these lies just continue to be told over and over again. Sorry. And wrong. That's false. You people repeatedly said it could not have come from a lab. You censored, and your administration that you work for actively censored scientists, journalists. And what we now know is our own intelligence agencies at the same time were concluding and briefing members of Congress that it likely was from a lab leak. And now you've been caught red-handed because you thought that the rest of us wouldn't find out. You thought that the public would always be kept in the dark. And as it turns out, we now know that you were pushing this propaganda effort and yet claiming the mantle of science. Don't you see that what you have done has set back the respectability and integrity of science by generations? You were acting as propagandists. Do you regret your role in any of this?
So, Senator Hawley, I don't think you've characterized.
Do you regret your role in any of
the
misleading of the public? Do you regret your role in helping censor millions of Americans who were kicked off social media, who were disciplined at work for saying that maybe a lab was involved, which we now know the FBI thinks is the fact of the case? Do you regret it?
I do not believe I ever had the role that you're describing.
Do you regret anything that you did during this period? Do you regret not speaking out? Do you regret not advising your boss to temper his comments? Do you regret not opposing the censorship?
I do not believe censorship took place, sir. I do not believe censorship took place, sir.
I do not believe censorship took place, sir.
You don't believe censorship took place?
I do not.
What world are you living in? Tell that to the scientists who basically lost their credentials. Tell that to the people who were kicked off of social media and banned because they asked about a lab leak. You don't believe censorship took place? The privilege is astounding. You were the chief of staff at the NIH pushing these conspiracies, pushing the effort to shut down Americans, and now you have the gall to sit here and say censorship never took place. I mean, it's unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Senator,
I can't believe.
Senator,
I cannot believe that that's your testimony. And frankly, I can't believe you have the gall to sit here and say that.
Oh, Oh, yeah. Just love how Ultra MAGA Party throws in the music, shows the face of the folks as they're being confronted, and we are watching them melt down. The White House COVID response chief, who mandated the vaccines or the gene therapy shots, begs forgiveness. We caused harm, he said. That leads to more truth, more are waking up to how this is playing out. The many that have been affected by this, family members have been lost, friends have been lost, medical emergencies are occurring constantly. They're trying to ignore it, most people. We've been affected in our own sphere of friends for years, and it has been very sickening and heartbreaking what we've had to all deal with. And it kind of equals more of the conspiracies, right? Because people that don't hold to this would say, oh, you're just a conspiracy theorist, and we don't want to hear about the jabs and what they did to us. That's what many would say. Others are waking up. But also, it goes along the lines of what has been happening on the Joe Rogan show lately, where he brings up MK Ultra mind control and really gets into JFK and some other conspiracies that have been playing out, many have been waking up to.
If you, like, David Lifton wrote a book on it called Best Evidence.
Mm.
And did you ever read it?
No, but I know about him from Tom O'Neill, the Chaos book, which is so awesome. And
they're referring to the JFK assassination.
Bang.
Studied the entire Warren Commission report, which almost nobody had at the time. And he was like, this is filled with inconsistencies. None of this makes any sense. Like, there's so much wrong with all these different things that they're saying that he started doubting it. And then he started looking into the assassination itself and finding that how many witnesses had died mysteriously. The whole thing, the reeks of conspiracy from the top to the bottom, from Jack Ruby showing up and killing Lee Harvey Oswald to Jolly West visiting Jack Ruby in jail, and all of a sudden Jack Ruby goes insane, to the fact that Jolly West was the head of MK Ultra, which likely supplied Manson with LSD, which ran the Haight-Ashbury Free Clinic, which was where they were giving people LSD, which was running Operation Midnight Climax, where they were dosing up Johns with LSD and watching them for two-way mirrors. Like, all this is real. Like, this is all undisputable, absolute truth that was going on at the exact same time. And to think that that's the only thing they were lying about is just that stuff. Everything else is above board. That stuff was important. We were just trying to get to the bottom of things. No.
There was certainly not the same degree of an alert and knowledgeable citizenry in the 50s and 60s. Everyone just took everything at face value.
Yeah.
And it is remarkable as a historian. And Tom O'Neill's work also speaks of that, to go back in time and look at that. Part of, just as interesting perhaps as the facts of the matter, like the Warren Commission, is to say, how did everyone simply accept this as fact?
Yeah.
But then I think it's valuable to have the old look in the mirror moment and go, what is it today that we're not looking at you know, that what is it today that will be in 10, 20, 30 years from now? I can't believe they were all falling for that.
Right.
Concept. That's the old, you can't fix what you can't face.
I think it's going to be the influence of pharmaceutical drug companies.
Interesting.
Yeah. And also processed food companies. You know, I mean, we know now that processed food companies, major food manufacturers, are paying food influencers to say that all food is good food, and to, you know, to talk about body positivity. That's all motivated by them to sell more Oreos.
Yeah, so this continues to play out for many. We've seen the conspiracies come out, and it's hard to imagine the amount of people that are waking up to this information. Remember, Rogan's got millions and millions of people that listen to him and his podcast, and they're talking about MK Ultra, they're talking about JFK assassination, how strange it was, and now they're getting into what he thinks will be the wake-up for many is the meat products and how they're going to throw all that out, and people are going to wake up to how they're poisoning us, right, in a sense. And so that brings me to this point where the FDA approves the lab-grown meat. They cannot be taken serious at this point.
Breaking news. The U.S. FDA has approved lab-grown meat. This is cultivated meat created in a lab from animal cells. They basically pick the fastest reproducing animal cells, put them in a dish, wait a few days, and as the cells replicate over and over and over, take it out after a few days, and then create meat-like particles, cutlets, different things to freeze or cook, and now we have lab-grown meat. So I have so many thoughts, guys, so many thoughts. And more than anything, I want to know what you think about lab-grown meat.
Yep, so this is playing out day after day. We've done all we can in prayer here at And We Know, and we were able to meet with Parker Pastures, and they've done an amazing job providing meat that is pure for you. Check this out. So especially when you walk in and you see the ground beef. It's time to say goodbye to that store-bought ground beef. Unlike the watery, bland ground beef often treated with carbon monoxide using modified atmosphere packaging and made from byproducts of thousands of cows, Parker Pastures has high-quality ground beef. You can go to the description box below and get you this ground beef today. It's amazing. They're 100% grass-fed and grass-finished. This beef comes exclusively from cattle that have grazed diverse pastures throughout their entire lives. There's no grains, no antibiotics, no growth hormones, just beef the way God intended on grass, so you can feed your family the highest quality beef without fear or what's in it. It's nutrient dense. Parker Pastures has the cattle graze on a diverse menu of nutrient-rich plants, resulting in meat that's a powerhouse of essential nutrients, from omega-3 fatty acids to all of these vitamins A and E and B and more. And they have a 90 out of 10 lean ratio. That's right. From hearty burgers to savory meatballs and flavorful tacos, their 90 to 10 lean ratio ground beef is a versatile ingredient, caters to various recipes. So why don't you go in the description box below, place your order now, and prepare to savor the difference with Parker Pastures with every mouth-watering bite. You don't want to miss it. Check it out today. Now, folks, I was going to show you J6 and some other great things that happened for many in the voting and more, and don't want you to miss that. But figured that since some weird things have been floating out through the internet, many, some, you know, ask questions about what I think about all this stuff, I just wanted to let you know that it is really strange that recently we've seen an uptick in people saying, hey, look, President Trump's making an announcement of his VP pick around the same time that JFK Jr. Had his plane crash. Now, many of you that have been following me for a long time know if you go to the Intel board, the Q board, we get to the Q board and it actually has a post where it says that, you know, POTUS and JFK Jr., that would be President Trump and JFK Jr. Relationship. They had a relationship. They were friends. Plane crash, 1999. HRC, Hillary Rodham Clinton, Senate, 2000. The start. Enjoy the show. And so many have been saying, well, you know, speculating that, you know, could JFK Jr. come out from be the mystery VP pick, right? Because they would say that, some would say that he's still alive. Now, I have my opinions. Many of you are strongly saying, you know, would say, hey, well, the Intel board said that he's gone, you know, no, he's not really here. And many others would hold to the fact that it seems like, you know, disinformation is necessary. That's what the Q board says. So it could be disinfo. And that he is actually still alive. And I've shown you many clips. I believe there was a YouTube site, Gunner's YouTube site, that showed basically the lip syncing of people behind President Trump back in 2015, you know, at his speeches, basically appearing that maybe Junior's around and maybe he's showing up. And I've shown you other clips of that. And so I, you know, going into that, I thought, you know, maybe you guys would be interested in this few minutes of a clip. Somebody discussing this, and you know, get your opinion. Let us know below this video what you think.
John F. Kennedy Jr. was the son of John F. Kennedy, the 35th president of the United States. Tragically, JFK Jr. was killed in a plane crash in 1999. Or was he?
Think you will ever run? Did you ever run? Is that something people?
Being an editor of a political magazine, you're able to be
in politics without really being in politics.
Right, you know?
So it's like being the vice president, I guess.
What if he were about to reemerge as the vice president of Donald Trump?
Who's going to be your vice president, Peggy?
I'll let you know first.
Who, by the way, is still the president? What do we need to know?
Sure, so there was this figure Q who was giving these anonymous clues, and then someone named R shows up and starts saying, you know, all of this is really about JFK Jr. And so that's kind of where it begins. And eventually Q comes back and kind of says, like, the JFK Jr. stuff's garbage. You know, what have you been tricking all my people? But the JFK Jr. stuff really starts there, that JFK Jr. faked his death to take on the deep state and help Donald Trump. So I want to point out here that R is the letter after Q. And so that's sort of the explanation for that.
Is it? Or is it, Will?
Kennedy, the father, is killed by the deep state, you know, in 1963. JFK Jr. sees this and says, oh man, the deep state might come for me, and I want to get revenge on them for murdering my father. And so for years, he builds up this relationship with Donald Trump, you know, because they were both sort of these New York socialite figures. There are pictures of them together. And so this is used to suggest that they were like best buddies.
This letter that you got from JFK, August 19th, July 19th, 99, your father passed away when?
Right.
In July?
JFK Jr., that's exactly correct. He just... I mean, it must have been one of the last things he did. He was a great guy. He was a friend of mine.
Dear Donald, I read over...
Then, in this storyline, JFK Jr. fakes his death in this plane crash to sort of go undercover and sort of lay the groundwork for the QAnon journey and eventually emerge. He was going to replace Mike Pence.
Won't you read this little letter right here?
And then he would sort of kind of help Trump sort of get this final revenge on the deep state. But basically the idea is that, you know, back in the 90s or the 80s, they kind of cut this deal and they said, Donald Trump said, man, this stuff is really messed up, you know. And JFK Jr. said, tell me about it. You know, they shot my dad. And so then they sort of teamed up and JFK Jr. went into hiding.
Man, and he's been through a lot. You know, he's died. He's come back. He's living at this man, Vincent. He's trying to pull off fedoras in modern times. It's difficult.
Well, he certainly, yeah.
Amazing. He had a hat on. He had a little bit of a black eye.
I expect most you people think I'm going to come out here and eat a nice big slice of humble pie.
Very, very interesting, right? For many, because they see these pictures play out. And I think this is right about here. If you look at this clip, this is the one I was talking about. You could barely probably see it on your screen, but there behind President Trump and Melania would be a guy who had a disguise on that many believe could have been him, right? And his wife could be over on the other side, and they were both communicating with each other. So very interesting. You guys can do your research. Just a thought for many out there that might be interested. You know, throw your thoughts out there, what you think would be playing out and getting on with, you know, taking these guys out who took his father out. Could it all be a plan that was put into motion years and years ago? We'll see. My advice to many who ask me this on a personal level, just to let you know, when I have one-on-one with folks who are sitting around a table, I always say, don't run around telling everybody, hey, you know, JFK Jr. is coming back. I just don't think that's healthy. I don't think it's smart to go out and tell people that aren't awake, especially to have this kind of discussion. I believe that you have to be really careful in the things that you get into, and you have to, you know, slowly take your time with those friends that you do have. And it's just not really a good thing to just run around telling people that at all. Okay. It's better for surprises to happen if that's the case, all right? Just my advice. All right, so Mike Benz showed us this. When you read this, it's useful to keep in mind Fort Bragg is also home to the largest concentration of psychological warfare operation outfits in all of America. Fort Bragg appears to have played a very strange role in the events of J6. J6, you know, is playing out, and there's a slide that leaked out to the area, terrorist groups they were calling out, basically saying that the anti-abortion Right to Life and Operation Rescue is a terrorist group. Pro-life people are terrorists. People who oppose Roe versus Wade. Demonstrations and protests, mass demonstrations, Life Chain, the Rescue, the Truth Display, picketing, sidewalks, crisis centers, counseling, and all that. And so that's been playing out for many. Of course, One Stop showed us this. There was an interview with a Texas couple under house arrest desire of the Supreme Court decision regarding the J6 charges. The Middletons were praying outside of the Capitol in J6 when a Capitol police officer grabbed Jalise Middleton by the scarf, choking her. Now they await their sentencing while on house arrest and part of the 1512 charge that should already have been dropped, thanks to the Supreme Court of the United States. And so we're anxiously awaiting to see how this all plays out. And man, we just want to see good things happen, right? Maybe this, we are seeing some positive things, right? We've been showing those constantly throughout many podcasts. Well, Representative Mary Miller said the House just passed my bill to protect girls' sports by blocking Joe Biden's radical Title IX rewrite. It's a great day for our daughters and granddaughters who deserve protection from Biden's radical attempt to force men into their private spaces and athletics. Private spaces and athletics. And that kind of reminds me of what they try to do and how it's related to Satan himself. Riley Gaines showed us this. Every House Democrat just voted to keep men in women's sports, put men in women's bathrooms and locker rooms, house men in women's dorms, control your speech, and demand the language by which you call these men. Every single Democrat, even those with daughters of their own. Evil. It is evil. And I'm showing you this from smokelow.com. Satan is a transsexual. Below, if you're looking at your video, is a depiction of Baphomet, another name for Satan. You'll notice that he has female breasts, and I blocked those out. For ancient times until the present, Satan has always been depicted as both being male and female with both genitalia, with male and female genitalia. Satan's nature is bisexuality, homosexuality, the confusing of the different genders, and mixing the holy with the profane. It's how he defiles people and keeps them from ever being able to connect with God and live a life of sexual cleanliness and holiness. And when you see LGBT being promoted and supported on a wide scale, these are just followers of Satan bringing their God out of hiding and into the light. Coming out of the closet was never meant for homosexuals. It was actually meant for Satan. And so, again, I've told you guys my story for those new to this channel. Just remember, if you guys go back in past videos, I've shared with you my time in the Marine Corps where during that time you were part of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. And there was somebody in our office, was a corporal reduced to Lance Corporal because he was caught with, on his computer, him, with other men. And reduced to Lance Corporal, he became very depressed, gained 50 pounds, was suicidal, and more. Had a fake marriage to a female who was also not a person who liked men, but only liked ladies. So when I got there, I noticed, a lot of folks were kind of strange around him, didn't talk to him, pretty quiet. I treated everybody the same, had a Bible on my desk, prayed and asked the Lord for help, and basically gave him an assignment. That assignment, I praised him for the work that he was doing. After a year, he finished that that assignment. And guess what? He ended up coming into my office and was going on leave for 2 weeks to go home and asked me, hey, my cousin happens to like other men. He's a guy, and I just want to know what the Bible says about his particular actions. And I said, come talk to me after work, and we'll discuss this. I don't talk about it during work. And so he came back just to make sure that he really wanted to know the information. I opened my Bible and showed him Romans chapter 1, all the different sins. And I said, look, I'm guilty. Everybody's guilty of sin. And this is what you need to tell your cousin, that he can be forgiven. Wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And, talked to him for about 30 minutes. Prayed, and he left. 2 weeks later, he came back. He was excited, smiling. And he said, you won't believe it. I got in a car accident. My mom and I were in the hospital, and I told her what you said, and we both prayed to receive Christ. It was absolutely amazing. He didn't bring up his cousin. About 6 months later, he lost all the weight, was in great shape, got promoted, and was accepted into the field of recruiting in the Marine Corps, and I believe later on he got married had children. Watch changes happen right in front of my eyes. And so we don't judge them, but we look to these to tell the truth, right? It's better to expose evil, share the truth with people, and they can do with it what they may, and allow the Holy Spirit to guide and direct their lives in every instance possible. And so that leads me to this at the end of the video of an MMA fighter, Bryce Mitchell. Bryce Mitchell went on PBD podcast, and he shared his thoughts about the world and being its control from Satan worshipers and more, and what he plans to do with his future children. And I don't know Bryce Mitchell. I have, I believe, seen some clips of Bryce Mitchell when he wins different events, but I wanted to play this clip to end our video today. Before I play that clip, just a reminder, what an amazing journey we have been on. We're watching this character, Plain Biden, do an amazing role of just making people squirm in their seats. The deep state is falling apart. They can't control anything that's going on. I believe this movie that we're watching is absolutely brilliant. It has waken up many, many people. We've been looking for a revival for a long time. I'm watching revival happen in many people as they see the truth. They're turning to the Word of God, and they're asking for help, and it's playing out perfectly. And I just believe that as we see this playing out even more, when you go on big podcasts like PBD Podcast, what an opportunity to share the truth from our Heavenly Father of the Word of God, regardless of who we are at a time like this. Let's end this on a good note today. Here we go.
Hey, I want to show y'all Tucker James. He's over 12 pounds now. He's born at 7.8 pounds.
That's cool.
So he's very healthy. He's doing very good. I wanted to encourage y'all not to vaccinate your children because I think it's bad for their health. Could potentially kill them, give them some type of, make them autistic. I mean, seriously, these vaccines are poisonous. So don't vaccinate your kids. Tucker's also going to be homeschooled. We're going to have to homeschool our kids or they're all going to end up turning gay. You know, and that's the reason that I'm going to homeschool Tucker's, because I don't want him to be a communist. I don't want him to worship Satan. I don't want him to be gay. I'm going to have to homeschool him.
Now, I have look, to guys, ask you, what is that sound? Which is that a dog, a pig?
French bulldog.
Bulldog, I have to ask you.
That's my guard dog.
I totally visualize a French bulldog snoring because that's very normal for them.
Yeah.
So tell me, what's your biggest concern with, you know, sending kids to school?
Is the... Not just the lack of education. Everybody says, oh, well, they're wasting their time. They're doing worse than wasting their time. If you lock your kid up in a cell and he does nothing and nobody talks to him, they'd be better off doing that than going to public school, because they are doing anti-education at school. They're teaching the kids they come from monkeys. They're teaching the kids that the earth is 9 billion years old. They're teaching the kids all of these evil, evil things, and they're highly orchestrated. They're teaching your kids that we come from monkeys so that they don't live by the Word of God. They don't want your kid to have salvation in the name of Jesus Christ. So they're going to go lock your kids up in this government-run program and tell them that we come from monkeys. They'll tell them anything to get them away from Jesus Christ. And how do I know this? Because I lived it. They tricked me. They told me, oh, we went to the moon. Oh, we did all this. Oh, the earth is 9 billion years old. I believed it all. I believed we come from monkeys. But guess who I called upon when I seen a demon? Jesus Christ. And that's how I know his name is real. And that's why I cannot let my kid go to public school. That is the devil itself.
For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you once again for just tremendous amount of information that keeps flowing through so many sources. You prepared so many people for such a time as this to allow us to wake up to the evil that has been permeating through our lives for our entire life, really. Many decades. Many centuries. We're watching the squirming of the evil ones. What a perfect plan is put together that many of us see playing out so that we can finally have some relief from this slavery we've been put under, just like those that were put under slavery under Pharaoh. They were freed. Saw an amazing miracle there as the Red Sea parted. They walked through, and finally they were demolished. We're hoping for biblical times just like that to happen with us even today in this time and age. where many are suffering. You know those that are crying out to you. You know the pain that we've been enduring. You know the taxes that have been put on us to make us suffer day in and day out. And we just hope and pray for protection of President Trump, his family, all of those surrounding him, and especially those in the military and on the front lines, making this all come together. We ask for discernment, for clarity of mind, to be able to show us what to say at the right moments when possible, especially in sharing the gospel of Christ, you sending your only begotten Son, that whoever believeth in him will not perish but have everlasting life. We ask all this in the name of your Son, Yeshua, Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen and amen. Thank you so much for tuning in, folks. Thank you for your love and support, and just continuing to receive reports from those that that help this channel, those that are sponsors of this channel that you reach out to. What a family we have, and we know. You guys really blessed us. Please hit that subscribe button, the follow button if you would, the thumbs up. We'd really appreciate that. And again, we covet your prayers moving forward. For now, this is LT saying Semper Fi with Em We Know. Signing out.
Release the Kraken!
Secretary Clinton.